Hello, is this Antonio?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Hello?
Yes.
Hi. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely will vote all the time.
Definitely, all right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
All right. What is your race?
I'm African and American.
African American, all right. So what is your age?
56.
56, all right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each, I would like you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on it. So you can use a 10 if you think it's a really important issue, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. So the first one is fighting racism and discrimination. And you can use any number, by the way, from 0 to 10.
Okay.
First one is fighting racism and discrimination.
You keep breaking up. I can barely hear you.
Fighting racism and discrimination.
Five.
Five. All right. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
Protecting voting rights?
And democracy.
Yeah, that's high. Five.
Five, all right. Making housing more affordable.
What's the highest?
A 10. Highest is 10.
10.
And reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
10, all right. So, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Worse, all right. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
And which of the following do you feel are having the two most negative impacts in the African American community? And you can select up to two. So the options are alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids and fentanyl, vaping, cigarettes, marijuana, or other cannabis products.
Poor education and poor resources, jobs.
All right, well, unfortunately, those aren't options there. So based on the ones I did give you, which ones do you think are the two most that create negative impacts?
I don't know. I'd like to pass on that one.
All right. Would I like to pass? All right, no worries. So I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support. Cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I have no opinion.
No opinion? All right. So now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. And if you could tell me whether you're either very familiar with this, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. So the first one is heat not burn tobacco products. Hello? Thank you.